Report: Democrat lawmakers sidestep questions about constitution killing socialist platform. By Lowell Coffee Long, July 18, 2026. Prominent House Democrats appeared befuddled when asked about the Democratic Socialists of America's DSA platform that seeks to destroy the American political system guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. That, from a report Saturday by Fox News. "I don't support that," Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, said when asked about the new agenda. "I haven't read the proposal." The DSA platform includes eliminating the Senate, the presidency, and the Supreme Court, measures which essentially would rewrite the U.S. Constitution and would end American governance as we know it. Arguably, if a DSA member makes it to Congress in November's midterm election, he or she could not honestly take the oath of office to defend the Constitution of the United States if they plan to work to establish the DSA platform. Using the kind of language also found in Communist Party literature, "The workers deserve more platform once the Senate entirely disbanded and the presidency and Supreme Court replaced by an executive branch and judiciary elected by, and subordinate to, a new socialist Congress," Fox reported. Such proposals, if adopted, would mean an end to the checks and balances that limit government's power and prevent the tyranny of the majority in an unchecked pure democracy where essentially a mob with the most votes rules. The founders carefully crafted the then unprecedented system in part based on leading thinkers in the Enlightenment. Progressive Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, sidestepped answering Fox News Digital's questions on the new socialist agenda. Other Democrats, like Khanna, cited their own ignorance of the socialist platform, which some critics claim is one of the Democrat Party's talking points engineered to dodge the controversial DSA proposals. "I'm not a member of the DSA, so I can't comment on any documents that they put out," Representative Pete Aguilar, Democrat California, said. The DSA platform also calls for the elimination of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and a sweeping pardon for all illegal immigrants, including those who have committed crimes. Other reforms include an immediate end to all deportations, voting rights for non-citizens, including those with criminal convictions, as well as a general easing of immigration control to facilitate migration between countries. Add to that, the defunding of the Department of War. Fox also reported that in a statement published Friday in Democratic Left, the DSA's official magazine, the organization stipulated the requirements for socialist candidates to receive DSA endorsement. "Workers deserve more" will have a formal role in DSA's national candidate endorsement process. Candidates, it continued, will be expected to accept and promote DSA's program and align their own campaign platforms with its contents to the best of their ability, according to the resolution calling for the new "Workers Deserve More" platform. With a number of socialist candidates from New York and elsewhere winning their Democrat primaries and heading into the November midterms, there appears to be little or no condemnation from mainstream Democrats of the DSA's radical and unconstitutional proposals. Rep. Aguilar told Fox News Digital that he was not at all worried about socialist candidates impacting the Democratic Party's agenda. "I look forward to working with all our colleagues who run as Democrats," Aguilar said. Breitbart contributor Lowell Coffee is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffee.com for more.